And then I've totally bypassed your two-factor. It just doesn't ask for it. And Microsoft's like, no, it doesn't support two-factor. You should use Office 365 or something, or go to Google. Who doesn't do anything with your data? Don't worry about it. Yeah, and you can, so that's an awesome tool. Moving on. Phishing is another, like, I don't even know if it's a last resort. It can be like a first resort. Phishing's fucking cheating. It's insane. Because it just works. Like, as a penetration tester, I had so many clients that would not allow phishing as part of the engagement because they knew it would succeed, and they knew we would get in so fast that they were like, it's not worth our money. We're not getting anything out of this. You're telling us something we already know. Don't do that. Go do something else. All right, I guess. But, I mean, why don't you fix this fucking problem first? So let's talk about defenses. Like, everyone does security awareness training, right? It's the most boring shit you've ever seen in your life. You let it play in another window and turn the sound off and keep just clicking next until the videos are done, right? Because it's awful. And why do we do that? Like, why do we ignore the security awareness training? Because we don't give a shit, right? It's not our stuff. It's my CEO's stuff, and fuck him. Right? Yeah, I got the woos for that. Like, that's that. And it, in my personal research that I've done, reading white papers, or, you know, both psychological and technical studies of, like, phishing and what phishing worked and theories on why it works, it seems to be that, like, phishing works because users aren't vigilant at their work computers, because they're not vigilant at their home computers. They don't have a natural vigilance about them. Because, I mean, A, if they're using Gmail, Gmail's phishing and spam filters have gotten so good that, like, you rarely actually get a phishing email come through anymore. Like, Gmail is training users to not be vigilant. It's training them to be like, everything's safe, everything's fine, just fucking click whatever. It's all good, man. Google. It's all good, man. Yeah, so, like, the best security awareness training that's out there is the kind that not only trains their users to be vigilant with their work computer, it trains them to be vigilant and with their own email, with their own data. It trains them on how to set up multi-factor authentication in their Gmail account and their bank accounts. You know, it's the kind that makes them vigilant people, not vigilant employees. Because then if they're just naturally vigilant people, they're going to come to work vigilant. It's just going to be a natural part of what they do. They're going to accidentally protect your company. And, like, we've gone from, like, users are fucking idiots to users accidentally protect us. That's a huge gap we've closed there. But it's really hard to find training like that, and often you're going to have to create it yourself. But I found that works the best. Had a really cool story. No time for that. Moving on. Hopefully, the tech got us started a little late, so maybe hope will be nice and let me go another 10 minutes. We'll see. So MFA to lock down your email and your AD logins that are facing the internet, we know that, but I also told you how to get around that, so moving on. Like I said, take some pictures. You can shoot me questions later. Here's some good stuff on password bias. One of my favorite things that I caught users doing was they'll, as a special character, when you tell them, hey, don't put an exclamation point or a one at the end of your passwords, you know what they do? They do word space number. Or word space number exclamation point. And they always put a space after the word. And so then I just write a brute forcing rule for that. Like, this is the hardest thing to do, is like telling your users how to, like, write a good password, because they're just so insistent on writing the tiniest possible password but still being within your weird policy you've set. So, like, I tell them to use sentences. Anyway, take a picture of that. We gotta move. That's the wrong slide, sorry. That's the correct response. I did that somewhere else, and, like, nobody knew if it was a joke or not. And thank you for the big clap. I know who you are. I saw you on Twitter. I put that in there for you. All right, cool. So, like, we've got good credentials. We've logged in. This is our post-exploitation. What do we do from here? I can't believe I typed that there. All right. So what we do is we fire up this tool called Responder. Who knows Responder? If you know Responder. Oop, I'm going to go back to Responder for a second. Oop. Yeah, so Responder, what that does is it It listens for a whole bunch of broadcast requests on the network. It responds to them and says, hey, that's me, but I don't know who you are. Send me credentials so I know you're legit. And the other computer goes, yeah, cool, no problem. Then I go, thanks, you're cool. And you can get a whole bunch of credentials that way. And like I said, I'm screaming through this. Looks like we got about 10 minutes in the hour. Now I've got a bunch of credentials, got it that way. It's going to give you credential hashes, and you can't pass those, but you can crack them, and you throw them in your cracking rig. Or honestly, like I've cracked so much shit on my MacBook laptop because your passwords are bad. You just throw a really good word list at them, crack these hashes like we did for the brute force and the email addresses, and now you've got like valid plain text. And so you take those, and you throw them into this really cool tool called CrackMapExec. Who knows this one? Crack CME, CrackMapExec, say it 3 times fast. This is awesome because you can just give it either valid credentials or NTLM hashes, and you can set it to just spray that across the network and see what there is to log into. And not only does it like just log into stuff and tell you what it logged into, you can have it enumerate users and file shares and things like that. You can have it do all sorts of cool stuff. And it can pull hashes out of memory from the systems it can log in for other users. And often those hashes are the ones you can pass back into this to keep looking at new systems. And you kind of like spider your way through this network until you've gathered like just a massive amount of credentials. Moving on. And there's a tool that it now runs called Mimikatz. Who knows Mimikatz? Yeah, everyone knows Mimikatz. Mimikatz is the tool we run to just pull plain text creds or sometimes hashes to crack out of memory on various systems. You could run it in PowerShell, you could run it via WMI. There's a whole bunch of ways that it has from bypassing endpoint protection, from detecting what it is. And that's really cool because that's going to get you creds. And so what we're looking for here, what are we looking for? What's our goal here? DA. We're looking for DA creds, right? So we're spidering like a madman through this entire network, and it's huge because it's a Fortune 500. It's probably got 30,000 endpoints, so that's great. That's a massive attack surface. Statistically, you're going to find something. Problem is, it's going to take you a long-ass time because you don't know where these DAs are logged in. You're hoping. You're brute forcing your way through a network just guessing and hoping and praying that you're eventually going to find a DA account before you get caught. That sucks. You don't want to do that. So there's this total cheater bullshit tool out there called Bloodhound. Who knows Bloodhound? This is a weird one. Yeah? Awesome. That's great that this is getting so much attention. What Bloodhound does is it uses, it doesn't require any kind of creds whatsoever. It just requires you to be in a machine that's connected to the domain, and it uses things like null sessions and general communications that don't require you to authenticate against anything to just communicate with computers across the network to figure out who's logged into a system, which systems have admins connected, what group those people who are logged in are members of, and create you this kind of like little chart that you can use to figure out exactly what systems you need to log into to steal creds, to log into something else to steal creds, to log into something else to steal a DA's creds. It saves you an immense amount of time. This one down here, this is a full network view of something. This is very average. All the red things, I don't know if you could see that, this is computers with an administrator account logged in. This is super common. An administrator account means you're gonna have a much better chance of like stealing credentials and crap out of memory. And so basically what you're doing is you're hopping around following this little flowchart, eventually getting to the computer that has a domain admin's credentials. You steal those out of memory, you log into domain controller, you make yourself a DA account. So like even if they change that domain account's creds, you still have one that you own, you're all set, now you're DA. If all of that I explained was like too cheatery, too long for you, there's a really awesome cheatery bullshit tool now called Death Star that uses PowerShell Empire. Who knows PowerShell Empire? That's a huge one. Yeah, PowerShell Empire has become like the new Metasploit interpreter. It's C-based as well now as PowerShell. But it's really cool. As soon as you get an Empire shell on anything in the network, you fire up Death Star. And you leave. You hit go and you go into another room and you just stick your head in once in a while to see if it's done. You just don't touch anything, and it tries this insane amount of known attack vectors to try and steal creds and find where those creds work, and eventually get you a domain admin account using the attack chain I just described amongst many others, and it's hard to see here, but anyway, like it does all this, and you come back later, and it's like, oh, cool, found domain admin, oh, here you go, There's that password. Oh, what a great password, guys. And so then, like, that's how that works. So then, like, hooray, you're DA! And that's it. So I hope that was useful there. Post-exploit defense, take a picture of this. We don't have time to go through all this, but disable all your stuff that's broadcasting on there. Stop using null sessions. Holy crap, do you guys love null sessions on everything. Bloodhound, Bloodhound's really hard to defend against. Like, you could check for, like, anomalous traffic volume to your DCs. Like, that gets that gets pretty technical. That's more tricky rules to write, but, like, that's pretty much one of the only things you can do. I didn't get all that, so I'm just putting these up so you could take pictures because I'm getting the signal that I got to get off the stage here. Oh, man, stop giving everyone local admin. Fucking stop it. Stop it. Stop. Oh my God, why? Nobody needs this. Like, and even if they need, like, to execute several things as admin, like, restrict it to just those, like, two tasks they have or something. Like, you don't need to give everyone blanket local admin in every fucking machine that they're on. Grow a spine. Fuck. Like, that, I'd say, like, that's, besides multi-factor on the edge, disabling local admin on endpoints is, like, the second most irritating thing for me as an attacker. Like, if that's disabled, I'm like, oh, this is going to suck. But I never find that, so good luck, idiots. Yeah. You should alert every time a domain admin logs in, because your domain admins shouldn't be using their DA account as a daily driver. Why are they? Why? Stop. All of this. Just take pictures of this. Do this. This is stuff you could do on Monday. Oh, man. Yeah, okay. So here is the list of tools that I have in this presentation. You can get a shot of this. Like I said, these slides are up in some form on my GitHub, too. It's github.com/JohnnyXmas. That'll be on the final slide. I'll give you, like, 5 seconds on this. All right, moving on. There's only one more slide of this, and I swear I'm getting off this stage. Thank you guys for being patient with me. And give me this little extra time, given the technical difficulties. I'm sorry. Like I said, this is a two-hour talk I had to screen through. I hope this is really cool and useful. This is literally a thing. This is an attack chain that I use constantly. I have gone from couch to DA many, many, many times using exactly what I showed you here. And so that's it. I'm Johnny Christmas. Thank you guys. Go fuck some shit up.